Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Stafford Addis, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Tuesday, October 11th, 2016. Good afternoon, Al.
Well, Melody.
Greg Hunter will be joining us here shortly, right after the market report. So, I think we should get started. There's some interesting things going on in the market today. So gold today, still, you know, having a little bit of pressure on it, down 650 today in the aftermarket New York spot at 1253.90. Silver was down 17 at 1754. Platinum was down $17 at 951, and palladium was hit hard, down 22 at $650. The USDX today, is not working with me. We have the, I would think it would be stronger. Yes, it was, you know, quite a bit stronger. 0.76 today. I guess the pound is just getting hammered. USDX today up 0.76 at 97.66. Crude oil was down 0.49 at 50.86. And the, someone is talking on my screen that was not invited. And the Dow
was down.
Say
no to the voices, Melody.
No, it actually was coming from the screen. I don't have that problem. The Dow was down 197. At 18,131, the NASDAQ was down 81 at 52.46. The S&P was down 26 at 21.36. The S&P today fell to a three-week low, and as there was been an early batch of disappointing corporate results, and of course took away a little bit of the stock market's optimism. And again, you know, the growing speculation that the Fed is going to raise rates later this year. But this is actually the equity suffered the worst slide in a month. You had Alcoa tumbling the most since January as its earnings missed estimates. And Alcoa is always the first one, I guess, reported on. It's kind of been seen as a bellwether for industrial demand. Let's see what else interesting to report on that. The S&P companies forecast to post a sixth consecutive decline in profits and trading at more than 18 times estimated earnings compared with the 15.6 average for the past 5 years. Healthcare shares were the biggest losers. Illumina Inc. was down 26% plunge after it said its sales were lower than anticipated. Commodity producers also retreated as the dollar headed a little bit stronger, actually for a two-month high. Chip makers saw their biggest drop in 4 weeks. Apple advanced, and of course Samsung ended production of one of their smartphones, the one that keeps catching on fire. So for all of those, if you haven't heard, Samsung, I think it's their smartphone 7, I believe. Even the replacements are beginning to get heated and create fires. So make sure you double-check if you have a Samsung. Make sure you double-check which one you have. You certainly don't want to be burning down your home. And it has.
You can take them with you on campouts to start campfires.
You can start campfires, absolutely. So earnings season didn't start out very well. And, of course, we know there's a lot to the election, and the stronger dollar certainly takes away, you know, revalues a lot of their earnings. So I think we're going to head into an interesting last final quarter of the year.
Well, they're all interesting, Melody. When was the last time we had a dull quarter?
I can name quite a few, Al. I can name quite a few. But I think as far as gold is concerned, again, I think we're going to have a rebound in gold. I think we found a bottom at this level. And, you know, you don't
What's driving the recent decline in the price of gold? And the answer is probably the U.S. dollar index. It's up to 97.66 or thereabouts. Mm-hmm. It's up 0.8% or nearly 0.8% just today. And the Dow is down, NASDAQ is down, Russell's down, New York Stock Exchange is down, Standard & Poor's down, gold is down, crude oil's down. The story is what's pushing the main story is what's pushing the dollar up. And it makes the dollar more valuable. Now, why are people going after the dollar? And it may be the pound has dropped like a stone.
Yeah, right?
When the pound goes down, it creates pressure on the dollar to go up. We've got that teeter-totter relationship going, which has to be driving the government nuts. When the dollar goes up in value, it increases the real value of the national debt. This government cannot withstand deflation for an extended period of time. Right? They should be working against it. Given the world that we have, they want inflation. They can't stand deflation, and that's what they're getting. And it's one of the reasons why you sit back and say, well, the price of gold has to bounce back up, because sooner or later, government's going to say, we can't stand the deflation. We've got to have a cheaper dollar. How they're going to achieve that is an interesting question, but if they allow it to continue, it's going to push the government closer and closer to insolvency and perhaps an overt bankruptcy.
I believe we have Greg Hunter now on the line with us. Good afternoon,
Present.
Greg.
Present.
Hello, Greg.
Welcome to the program, Greg. And
where are you going to start? There's so much to talk about. It's so evil.
I know you're anxious, and we want to hear everything that you have to say. Where would you like to begin?
Well, you know, I cover the media a lot, and this is important, folks. What they're doing in the media, and I cover it every week, and I use USA Today. It's the biggest newspaper. It's 4.3 million subscribers, although, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, it was 5 point something. And you know my theory about the whole mainstream media. That then this is the math of it. These are publicly traded companies, USA Today, GCI, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, a standalone company, NYT, LA Times, CNN is a subsidiary of, I guess, what, Comcast? No, Comcast, that's NBC. NBC is Comcast. CNN, somebody else is buying them. I don't know who it is. But these are people that hold themselves out as news organizations, and they sell stock, at least in part or full, whether it's the New York Times stock or GCI, the USA Today stock in their newspaper. They sell their stock based on a functioning news organization, a fair arbiter of the truth. NBC, Wall Street Journal, all these people. That's a fraud. They are not fair arbiters of the truth. They are committing fraud on the readers, and more importantly, they are committing fraud on shareholders. Fraud. This is fraudulent. I worked at 5 TV stations and 2 networks, and I was an investigative reporter for probably 20 years of my career at TV stations and networks, right? Almost 20 years. And listen, I did nothing but stories that were standards in legal, standards in practices. You know, we're going to take the fly swatter of ABC and CNN and whack this person. And is this person just selling stale hot dogs at a food cart? And could you embarrass him in a national type thing? Or, you know, do we have a national, you know, is there a national implication? I mean, that's the standard deal. That's a bit of it, just to give you an idea. And then there's the legal. Can we say this? How can you say this? What documents do you have to say such and such and such and such? Is it this or is it this? Now, is it this or is it this? Now, what's the best case you got? The legal part of it. Then there's the journalism review of it. It's a good storytelling. Did you completely tell your point? Did you do it well? I had to do all those hurdles at CNN and ABC. All of them. I didn't do any stories where, hi, Tip, see Tip, run. Run, Tip, run. See Tip, run. Hey, Dick. Hey, Jen. I didn't do any of that. I didn't stand in front of a, oh, wow, it's flooding out here, Hurricane Matthew. I didn't do any of those stories. So I'm telling you that, and here's the latest poll. Did you notice how after the debate, right out came the NBC Winston-Salem, with the Wall Street Journal poll? You know, fraud lining up with fraud, and it's 11-point lead. How can that be? Well, number one, the guy that did the poll, the people that did the poll, work for the Clinton campaign. Yes, they didn't disclose that. See, that's the fair arbiter of the truth. If you're going to be a fair, then you must make disclosures. This is why I own no stocks. I own no stocks. I don't have to disclose it. When I put somebody's website up on after an interview, I don't get paid. I don't get paid for links. I don't get paid for anything. So what we find out on this 11-point poll, which is fraudulent, here we have again the Wall Street Journal and the NBC fraudsters. We just had the Lester Holt fraud rigging. Anybody looking at it knows it was rigged and fraud. And then we have this, and the people that did the poll, and this is buried in the poll stuff, the people that did the poll, they are people that work for the Clinton Foundation. Don't you think they should disclose that right up top? Isn't that something that should be disclosed right up top? And then they oversample Democrats, and there's only 27% Democrats, 32% of registered voters are registered Democrats, all right? That's it. There's only 27% registered Republicans, yet those numbers were way higher. They kind of lean, Republican or lean, you know, this is a Hart Research and Associates, opinion strategist. They are working, doing strategies for the Clinton group. The Clinton campaign. So I'm telling you that there's a major mind control, thought shaping, and they're scared to death that, not that Trump's going to lose. I mean, on USA Today, Trump could destroy the Republican Party. Why would a left-leaning, totally hack job, USA Today care whether Trump destroys the Republican Party? They don't care. Every week I tell you, week after week, how they're being unfair, totally unfair, where they leave out stuff, or they make up phony polls like Rock the Vote, and then they say it's unbiased. Rock the book. Give me a break. MTV, unbiased. All the people are a lefty, wackadoodle, communist, liberal type. And I think we should stop calling them liberals. I think we should call them communists. But I digress. The biggest bomb that was dropped, which is freaking out the establishment, and I mean Democrats and Republicans, all the criminal crony class Republicans that left Donald Trump, these are criminals, in my opinion. They're up to their ass. And when she said, well, I'm glad our legal system isn't in control of somebody like Donald Trump. He said, that's because you'd be in jail. Do you think Hillary Clinton can be in jail alone?
No.
This is massive wrongdoing, corruption. James Comey can't make this right by saying, I'm James Comey and I have a good reputation. Just like Lester Holt can't make, I'm Lester Holt and I have a good, I'm a fair arbiter of the truth. No, sir, you are not. You and all the other legacy mainstream media are committing fraud, your political hacks. I mean, and then we go back to James Comey. I mean, the Justice Department gives 5 immunity deals, and then you take the laptops from 2 of the top people in the immunity deals, Hillary Clinton's chief of staff, and you destroy the laptops? Oh, yeah, there's nothing wrong there. Yeah, that's not a cover-up. Are you with me?
I understand exactly what you're saying. Let me ask you a question.
And the economy is so bad. I mean, here we have Wells Fargo. I love that. I've been calling them Wells Fargo for a long time. Now, hey, the name's for real. They let go 5,300 people for committing fraud. Oh, they don't have to pay them. Do you think a bank that was well capitalized would engage in massive fraud against their most wealthy customers? Do you think they would do that if they were, if they weren't capital impaired? I'm not saying they are, but wouldn't that make you think, wow, these guys must be in deep trouble if they're committing massive fraud to possibly stay afloat?
Yeah,
I had a realtor.
Figure that one out, because you're absolutely correct. I mean, why would they allow that to go on? And they all knew it was going on.
Not only that, they're blaming 5,300 people. They had to have a boss who stood up and said, look, they had to be aware. This is not, they make it sound as if the natives, the peons in the corporation took things into their own hands. And, gee, this was an accident. This is policy. This has to be corporate policy.
This is like USA Today with their guy, Michael Wolff. Reporters are taking it upon their own volition to attack Trump because it's our duty. Oh, really? Oh, the inmates are running the asylum. I can put anything, you can put anything you want to 4.3 million people at USA Today and nobody oversees you? Really? Now, they did an op-ed piece not long ago for the New York Times. It was our duty. Front page of New York Times. That means it was approved. Reporters have to do this to stop Trump. What? Excuse me? All you have to be is a fair arbiter of the truth, but they're burning their news. They have big people are starting to protest out in California. They're protesting the CNN building out there, which I've been out there, and they're saying how they're unfair. They're totally biased, and they are. They're holding themselves out. Remember this. These people are holding themselves out, the mainstream media, CNN, NBC, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, even Fox to some extent. I mean, you know, Sean Hannity had, and I like him, actually, Sean Hannity had John Podesta. The first question I'd ask him is, how did you get a $35 million payday from the Russians? How did that happen? In the Uranium One deal, how did that happen? Another thing I wanted to bring up about the debates, and I want you to understand this. Is Trump my favorite candidate ever? No, he says stupid things, but he's not a criminal.
No.
And when they talked about the Supreme Court appointments, and you listen to Hillary Clinton, and let's back up. In the Chris Matthews interview, the only thing even close to any kind of press coverage that she did, and why she picked Chris Matthews, I don't know. But she said there are limits to the Second Amendment, and there are limits to the First Amendment. Oh, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, really? She's been quoted by saying, let's take gay, you know, being gay being a sin out of the Bible. Oh, really? Limits to free speech, limits to religion, limits to Second Amendment. I'll get judges that, you know, have real-world experience. Communists, you know, basically just people who are crooked. They want the crime to continue, and then they want the Supreme Court to throw holy water on the crime. What did Donald Trump say? If you guys are leaning any way, shape, or form, please consider this. And if nothing else, just consider this. When it comes to Supreme Court appointments, Hillary Clinton will load the court with, I think, criminals, leftists. I mean, her big paper in college was on rules for radicals, who's a Marxist communist. He, you know, Saul Alinsky dedicated his book to Lucifer, the original radical, according to him. Hillary's hero is Lucifer, but she will pack the court with leftist, communist criminals that will continue the criminality and say, oh, this is all constitutional. Donald Trump said he would put constitutional judges on the court. That's the if you do nothing else, vote for that. Yep. Vote for that. Constitutional judges on the court. If you do nothing else, consider that. There are three or four judges, at least, well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and we have an empty seat, so there's two I know, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 83 or 4, and she's fallen asleep, you know, in the State of the Union or whatever. But there's probably at least three judges that will, one of them for sure that's already empty, and probably two more in short order in the next term. And if you want more of the criminality, then vote for Clinton, because she's going to pack the court with people that are going to throw holy water on her crime, and they'll bury the country. It won't be Republican or Democrat or anything. All Americans are going to be buried. Buried.
When we talk about Hillary's limits on the First and Second Amendment, that's interesting to me, because this country started out with limits on government. The idea
Correct.
Behind the Constitution is that the people would have freedom and the government would have limited powers. And now we have Hillary saying, no, we need to limit the people. And presumably the government is unlimited. We're going to take a break for some commercials. We will be back on Financial Survival with our guest, Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Please stay tuned. Melody and I will return with Greg in a moment.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Many, many people have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change Tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change Tea. So, are you drinking Life Change Tea? Interested? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes the body just needs a little help. Get the tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, and our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. We've been talking about the media. Let's move on and talk a little bit about United States and Russia. The United States is reportedly suspending diplomacy with Russia. It's preparing for military options in Syria. The U.S. has asked Russia to stop bombing its bombing campaign in Syria. Russia won't do it. State Department John Kirby says more Russian lives will be lost. More Russian aircraft will be shot down. There's a serious escalation, evidence of a wider war in Syria, and perhaps an eventual global war between America and Russia that would no doubt involve y'all allies as well. This is from one of the articles on your own recent articles on your blog, Greg, at USAWatchdog.com. Where do you come down? What's the probability that we're really going to war with Russia? If so, why? Who's responsible? And is it likely to go nuclear?
The answer is, if we have war with Russia, it is likely to go nuclear because it's going to escalate. If we escalate to the point of war, then it could get ugly in a hurry. And it's not just the United States. It's the United States, NATO, France is Hollande is accusing Russia of war crimes. Listen, everybody in the West, their banking system, look at Deutsche Bank. This is why I've always covered, this is what I like about covering the economy, because the economy was the precursor for the political turmoil. And as the economy went along and sank, the political turmoil has increased. Have you noticed that? The economy, even with the phony numbers and the fake stuff and the fake unemployment and 95 million people almost out of the workforce and the phony inflation and the phony numbers and the phony, everything's doctored and everything's phony. You know, it's great. I mean, you have Democrats. Oh, this is fantastic. This is great. It's not great. It's terrible. And here we have, Putin cancels a trip to France. You know, remember we had those two big troop carriers, and the United States hit the crapper over it, and that they were going to sell two of these big multi-billion-dollar troop carriers to Russia, you know, ships, big ships that they made. And, NATO got that canceled. Hollande of France, the Prime Minister of France, has accused Russia of war crimes. Well, Putin just canceled a trip to France. This is according to Zero Hedge Today, the reporting. So it's not just the U.S. And all the Western economy. I mean, look at Deutsche Bank. I mean, I got Bill Holter on past midnight tonight. Great guest. He's with Holter and Jim Sinclair, Mr. Gold. And he says, listen, Deutsche Bank is dead. When they start talking about government bailouts and capital impairment, and this is not something like, you know, some, you know, back room, in your basement conspiracy theory. This is math, and they're in trouble. They're in deep trouble. And Angela Merkel, the prime minister or whatever, the chancellor of Germany, she's in trouble. She could do bail-ins, which would kill about 10,000 customers, which would just take their money. Or she can let the state bail it out. But Bill Holder said that they can't really bail it out. If they bail it out, everybody else, what about Santander Bank? What about all the Italian banks? What about all the banks that do? The French banks are in big trouble. You don't hear about it very often. The French banks are weak. All the banks are weak. If they weren't so weak, people like Wells Fargo wouldn't be, you know, committing massive fraud and opening up accounts. By the way, as a side note, realtor that we go out and we saw at a house, high-end realtor says, I talked about the Wells Fargo thing, and she mentioned, I had two of my high-net-worth clients, you know, this is the last few months. You know, they get ready to sell their house, downside forever. And, the attorney calls me up and says, they got a $150,000 credit line from Wells Fargo. They got a $200,000 credit line from Wells Fargo. I said, you're kidding me. She said, no, that had to be cleared up before they could sell the house. Multiply that all across America. Multiply that all across America.
What are the chances?
A healthy bank, and then the person that was overseeing this, oh, I'm retiring. Oh, they're going to do clawbacks, though. Instead of getting $125 million, only $90 million. You see what I'm saying?
What are the chances? Yep. What are the chances that if all the banks are weak right now, we're talking about a weak banking system globally.
Yes.
Are they anticipating a collapse of some sort of the monetary system, the banking system, and they intend to kind of hide with Russia?
You brought up the fact that they were talking about deflation, and let me make sure people understand real deflation, and you were right, prices go down, whatever, that's a symptom. Deflation is debt destruction, bond destruction. Look no further than Puerto Rico, $70 billion, we ain't paying. We're not even paying the interest, sorry, we're not paying. That's debt destruction. That's deflation. And what did the IMF come out and say? We had $152 trillion in debt. Uh-oh, what happens when your debt-to-GDP ratio breaks 100? In other words, you have 100% of your GDP and equal to 100% of your debt. Bad things happen. Look no further than Greece. And so we had 225% debt to GDP globally. The GDP in the world is roughly $70 trillion. I mean, plus or minus. I mean, we're in that neighborhood. So double that, 225. This is according to the International Monetary Fund, folks.
Yep.
Now, I mean, this is not conspiracy theory. These are some facts that I'm well published, widely published facts. And of course the IMF is putting this out to say, well, we warned you. The IMF and they can't sit there and go, we didn't see this coming. Well, then you're stupid, you're fired. Just like all the big money managers, you know, that are coming out warning about how they're warning. What are we getting today? A big sell off in the stock market, right? Got a big sell off today. Why is the stock market sell? What about all the people that said, oh, when they sell those bonds, they'll all just go into stocks? No, they won't. And I know gold's selling off too, but remember about what gold is, an asset. We've been told these bonds, let's just look no further than the Puerto Rican bonds. Let's say you have a Puerto Rican, you have a portfolio, and you have, you know, a big chunk of Puerto Rican bonds as an asset. Are those assets or liabilities?
They're liabilities.
When you have gold in your safe, when you're sitting on physical gold, is that an asset or a liability?
Asset.
Ding, ding, ding,
one
ding,
other
ding.
Thing, it's a payment. It's a payment where all the paper documents are merely promises to pay. Stocks,
bing,
bonds,
bing, bing,
pension
bing.
Funds, bank accounts, they
risk.
Are promises to pay. Gold is a payment if you have it in your hand. Got a piece of paper, you got a promise. Got a chunk of gold,
risk.
You have a
can you the counterparty risk in with Puerto Rican bonds, taxpayers? Mm-hmm. There's your counterparty risk. They're going to say, we're not going to pay that. I mean, that's tremendous fraud down there in Puerto Rico, incidentally. North Carolina has 10 million people. They got $3 billion in debt, roughly. I mean, I'm guessing. But not much more. Puerto Rico's got 3.5 million people and $70 billion in debt. And their power was turned off for a couple of days because their infrastructure's, you know, failing. Oh, that. No fraud there. But that's what I'm telling you. I mean, forget about inflation, deflation. The silly gold works great in the up and the down. Deflation. Remember debt destruction. Remember asset destruction. Debt is money. Lie. Debt is an asset. Another lie. So
here's
just
the problem
remember.
With the debt destruction. The problem is one man's debt is another man's asset. We've got $20 trillion in official national debt, and if you were to wipe it out and say, that's it, we're not paying the debt, some people would say, hooray, but you wipe out $20 trillion in U.S. bonds that are the foundation for the pension system, for the banking system, you wipe out $20 trillion in paper wealth.
What about all the paper wealth, and we survive that loss. I mean, there's no way that these derivatives, these offloaded, these credit default swaps and all these derivatives, and they count this stuff as an asset on their books. And Deutsche Bank is in deep trouble. But it, listen, if they won't let it go under. Well, okay, let's say they don't. Let's say they don't let it go under. Then what happens to all the Italian banks? They're going to say, well, we need to bail it, too. And then what happens to all the Spanish banks? Well, we need to bail it, too. And what happens to some of the French banks that, well, you know, we haven't told you this, but has been reported, but we're in trouble, too. We need some government money. We need some taxpayer money to can't bail. It's too big. It's too big to fail. It's too big to bail. There's going to be some pain here. Pain.
Big time.
And listen, this is why the criminal, and back to the criminal crony class, and both Republicans and Democrats, and here's the way I like to say it, in my opinion. All the Republicans, Paul Ryan, and all these people, Trump had some locker room talk. Really, everybody's alleged that, you know, Bill Clinton is a rapist and a sex offender, and somebody, you know, and his wife, Hillary, which invented the term bimbo-ruption, facilitated it. Didn't Bill Clinton just go down with Jeffrey Epstein at, what, pedophile island, his sex island down there? He's a convicted sex offender. He's a registered sex offender. Ex-president hanging around with him. Oh, no, no. But Trump's locker room talk. Oh, 11 years ago. Oh, yeah, but real actions of and charges of rape and fondling. He lost his law license, Clinton. This isn't a conspiracy, some one of the commenters on CNN. It is conspiracy. No. He lost his law license. He was impeached for this. For Paula Jones, who wouldn't put out, and he didn't reward her, and she got canned because of it, or whatever the case was. She was did not get a promotion because she wouldn't put out. Basically, Kathleen Willey's husband committed suicide over him. Allegedly, her charges were he fondled and groped her and everything else in the White House. And then there's a Weena Broderick. I don't want to sound like a Republican, but these are real. I mean, this Hillary Clinton. All women deserve to be believed, or not those women. Not when it comes to her husband. So I don't want to get into the mud. We have such huge problems in terms of finance and debt and spying and criminal crony. These cronies have destroyed us. So all the Republicans that cut and run, I just consider those the criminal crony class. And they think that they're going to be able to make hay and go, Republicans aren't voting for them. I think people are starting to catch on that this is a giant conspiracy. When Trump said you'd be in jail, you can bet there was a lot of puckered up, you know what, around the country in the criminal crony class going, oh, you mean crime? You and I could go, Remember, in the savings and loan debacle, they prosecuted successfully 1,000 people. 10,000 charges were put up. 1,000 were successfully prosecuted, according to William K. Black, who was at the who was on the leading edge of that. He's a professor of economics and professor of law at University of Missouri, Kansas City. 1,000. And that's the problem with the with this. People don't, you know, I have family members, and my wife said, well, I'm going to tell them about Wachovia Bank, that, you know, there's rumblings that they could be impaired, and this is why they're doing this, and this is what's happening, and they could, you know, possibly go under. And, you know, when you start doing stuff like that and people start making the charges, rumor or not, hey, rumor can destroy a bank. Mm-hmm. Rumor could cause a runner bank. And then you have, this is not a rumor, California not doing business with Wells Fargo. Whoa, you think that's a hit? How about Illinois? That's another hit. You think that's a hit? How many people have to look at that and go, well, if California and Illinois aren't doing business with them, well, I'm not doing them either. What happens? You have a run on a bank. Could it happen? Maybe. Is it going to happen to Wells Fargo? I don't know. Warren Buffett owns a big chunk of it, and he's a complete criminal crony class weasel who should have been broke, flat, busted if it wasn't for the taxpayer bailout that Berkshire Hathaway gave him with all the companies that he stupidly invested in, like General Electric and Goldman Sachs, that would have gone under had it not been for the bailout of AIG. General Electric, which he loaned a big, remember that? Oh, he got 10%. Well, he loaned a big bunch of money to. The reason why they paid 10% is that, well, David Stockman said their stock should have been $1 a share. Right? Many other companies that he invested in, Wells Fargo, American Express, bailout. A lot of his companies had backstop or bailout from you, the taxpayer. Oh, Warren Buffett, he's so brilliant. If you need a government bailout, you're incompetent.
Well, that's the truth of the matter.
That's the truth of the matter. That's the hard
fact.
Why
should the taxpayers be stuck with the bailout? I mean, well, if I go into financial stress, do I get to call on my neighbors? If somebody wants to give me charity, that's one thing. But do I get to demand it and say, look, you guys got to make good on my mistakes?
That's the whole reason the Keystone Pipeline wasn't built, because Warren Buffett had the trains that was able to transport the oil. It's
the
only
most dangerous
reason they
way
didn't
to transport
pass
oil
that.
By
so he,
rail.
That was the payback for him for helping out Bank of America.
Mm, ding, 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 ding. Criminal crony class. You're getting it, my dear.
No, I've gotten it for a long time. It is just amazing how it just...
Listen, the key to the linchpin, I'm telling you, the linchpin is going to be who is going to sit on the Supreme Court. And that's going to be the ultimate blocker. And anybody who's leaning one way, forget the noise. Forget that. This is important. Hillary Clinton brought that. Well, I want to have judges that, you know, have real-world experience, you know, for communism. I want real-world, you know, criminal cronies for communism. All the Bushes, they're all voting for Clinton. They're not Republicans. They're cronies. Cronies getting together. Oh, we're Republican. We don't believe in anything. Oh, Mitch McConnell pushed the TPP along with his crony buddy. What's his name? Paul Ryan, another crony. Cronies, criminal crony class. Along with Tim Kaine, wasn't he a senator? And didn't he vote yes for that? Huh?
Yep.
Yeah, to gut America even further, and all the while say, "Oh no, we're not screwing you." While they're screwing you, it's unbelievable. So, listen, Trump is not the perfect candidate, but, I don't think he would have gotten
Hillary is the perfectly imperfect candidate.
Perfectly
I mean,
imperfect,
I don't care
yeah.
who you're putting in there. I could go for another 3 years or 4 years of Barack Obama rather than Hillary. And I despise Barack Obama, but I think this is going to be worse.
Well, you saw the video on him. I mean, you know, all the right and the left all have this. Oh, he had locker room talk. You have a speech with Barack Obama talking about that he's not going to give up ribs and female body part begins with a P. You can hear him say it. You see him say it. Not Doug. See him say it at a podium. Well, why don't they say something about that? That didn't stop him from being president. Kennedy was a serial cheater on his wife.
Yeah.
You know, other people were serial cheaters. Democrats have been serial. That's okay. Bill Clinton is a sex offender. He would be.
Ted
he would
Kennedy.
Be in jail if he
Ted
wasn't
Kennedy,
a president.
Remember, somebody drowned.
yes. Kopetnik.
Yep.
You know what's his name? Drove off. He was drunk and let her die. Yep. Mary Jo Kopetnik.
Yep.
Teddy Kennedy drove off. Let her die. Left the scene of an accident. Felony. Oh, not for him though. So I'm telling you, folks, this is some big stakes, and look for them to get bigger and wilder, and that's why they're pushing that out. We'll say that U.S. backed down because Russia said, listen, we moved our 300 and 400S missiles into Syria. We'll shoot down any missile, any plane that attacks Syrian troops. We've been invited in. You haven't. And we're supporting ISIS. Forget this. Rebels. Wait, no, no. What are the rebels? Forget the Free Syrian Army. Maybe in some pipe dream in 2006 or 7, maybe there was a group of people that weren't, you know, Al-Qaeda and ISIS. That's gone. The rebels are Al-Qaeda and ISIS, period, because if you're not, your head gets cut off. That's unbelievable.
We live in interesting times, and they're getting more interesting by the moment, and everything seems to be accelerating. And we'll talk about Gerald Celente's prediction when we return. Going to take a couple commercials, be right back on Financial Survival with Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Adusk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, and our guest is Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. And you recently interviewed Gerald Celente, Trends Research.
Yes.
And
yes.
He's predicting an October surprise. He says, what I'm saying is, it's collapsing. He's talking about the system. He says, look for October for things to go bad. Do you agree? I mean, everybody can see that we're getting closer and closer and things are moving faster and faster. Do you agree with October? Could it be November, December, first quarter? What do you think about October?
I hate to put a date on it because if I do, it'll jinx it, it'll be wrong. But I do notice this and that the frequency of bad news is almost daily now. Okay, almost daily, bad news, revelations, unbelievable. It's almost fatigue. The WikiLeaks, the Hillary Clinton hates normal people, the John Podesta leaks, who is her campaign manager, who bagged a $35 million payday once again from the Russians and the Uranium One deal where, you know, Hillary took donations from nine people. They made out big. She got $145 million, and the Russians got one-fifth of our uranium production in Uranium One. I'm sure no treason there. Anyway, the long and short of it is this. The math is bad, folks. I mean, the warning signs are bad. I hate to pick a day and a time because, frankly, I don't know. I will tell you that many of my guests have said many times, I want to say one other thing, too, about one of the guests that was totally right and what she says. And many of my guests, Paul Craig Roberts, a PhD in economics, the top editor at Wall Street Journal, and I think Business Week, Wall Street Journal, was years, and former assistant treasury secretary. He's a trickle-down, he's the Reaganomics guy, right? Says that's just gone on way longer than I ever thought it could. Right. And a lot of people thought this thing was going to blow in 15. But one person who said it wouldn't blow until now, Catherine Austin Fitz, has been steadfast, gave it very small chances of it blowing up in 13, and 14. I didn't think it would blow up in 14, election year. 15, I thought we could have, we actually, it was a terrible year in the stock market. China lost 40% of its market. A lot of other people got killed. We didn't. But 16, and what she says now in her most recent interview is, I think the probability for a crash instead of a slow burn, you know, burn into, you know, down, 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 instead of a fall off, is way up for 16, way up for 2017. And they're going to try not to unless they want to. They're going to try not to. They want to see if they can get Hillary elected with all the phony polls and the phony whatever, and there's all kinds of voter fraud being reported, and, you know, dead people being registered to vote, and illegals, and this is unbelievable, unprecedented time in our country. So could it blow up? I don't know. You have an F-15, you know, touch wings with an Su-34 Russian fighter, and they collide, and they shoot at each other, or one of them gets shot. You know, and then we're not even talking about the South China Sea in China. China's going to come on the side of Russia. You know, and people think that we're going to get our tails kicked. I'm not so sure. There's going to be a lot of death and destruction if this happens. And this is biblical. And I'm speaking of biblical. I want to get a little freaky here. I just want to just point this out. The fly landing on Hillary Clinton's face. It flew around Donald Trump's head. And I wouldn't have thought anything more about it until it landed right on her white shirt on her heart. And just to let you know, I mean, flies in the scripture have been linked to plagues, decay, death, spiritual impurity, falsitudes, evil smells bad.
Yep, that's what I thought, yep.
I mean, she lost that debate and lost by a country mile. And she lost the first debate. This is another thing about the online polls. Just to let you know, I want people to understand the mind game, the thought shaping that's being run on them. And I'm a former mainstream media guy. And I have a successful website, so I'm not busted. I'm not Mr. Rich Pants, Mr. Big Pants, but I have a successful operation in analyzing the news. That's what I do, analyze the news to give you a clear picture of what's going on. And let me tell you, all the online polls, all of them, CNBC, Salon, ultra-left-leaning liberal news, all the polls had varying degrees, Trump winning by 10 points or 70 points, killing it. And this time, they didn't have the online polls. Well, they're worthless. Well, because they thought Hillary was going to clean his clock. And they had it rigged, incidentally, with Lester Holt and NBC News. And Lester Holt did not do anything unless he sat down in a room with the president of NBC News and the president of NBC, and they sat down and discussed what they were going to do. And there's also reports about them leaking the questions. But you could just look at the debate and the stuff they didn't bring up. I mean, here Hillary Clinton says that, you know, you're not fit to leave. Whoa, 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 whoa. What about you saying to the FBI 39 times? It's on record. You about your servers, about your emails, about the instruction you had for handling classified documents, 39 times. I don't know. I forgot. I don't remember. I forgot. I don't know. 39 times? Not a question. Even for the second debate. That's not a question for the second debate when her theme is Donald Trump's not fit. Really? What about that? What about that? So, folks, you're being thought-shaped, and you're being manipulated, and don't believe these phony polls. The latest one, 11 points, as soon as I saw that, oh, my God, they rolled out a phony poll right after the debate to try to make it look like she won. Oh, my God, and sure enough, the person that did the poll, the people that did the poll, work for the Clinton campaign. Don't you think that should be the first disclosure? Huh? Don't you think it should be the first disclosure? You know, when I ever say anything nice about you, you guys and Melody and Discount Gold and Silver, you're an advertiser on my site. You don't pay me, so I can say whatever I want. I'm telling people, whether they get it from you or anybody, although you're fair and you've never had, I've never had a single complaint in almost 2 years you've been on about delivering product, delivering gold. Nobody's called me and said, hey man, I didn't get my stuff. They screwed me. No, nobody's ever said that to me. Great. I love it. But I'm telling you, you should disclose, you know, you have disclosures. It's ethical. There's so many, we're on criminal fraud of these guys, these news divisions that are ruining their business model. They're defrauding their shareholders because they're not news organizations. I hate to tell you that. It's sad. You know, used to be the alternative media, you couldn't trust it. Well, now, I trust the alternative media a whole lot more than I ever trusted the mainstream media. And now the alternative media is going through great lengths to dissect and put out sourcing and information. For example, this Wall Street Journal NBC poll. If you dig down in it, you find the people that did the poll work for the Clinton campaign.
Yeah.
And then you look at their sampling, and it's way off. You know, there's only 20% registered Republicans, only 32% registered Democrats, 40% independents. That's what we're talking about here. And I'll tell you another prediction. I'll make a prediction. I'll predict that Donald Trump gets a lot more Bernie Sanders voters than Hillary Clinton. They're making out. I'll bet you when somebody says, "Were you a Bernie Sanders supporter?" Yes. Thank you. Not gonna interview you. Are you a Democrat? Yes. Were you a former Bernie Sanders supporter? Yes. Thank you. We're done. You're not going to get... They're making out that, they're going to get all those voters, especially with all the WikiLeaks and how they conspired against them, and just one nasty thing after another that shows that the news is news divisions, NBC, CNN, Politico, they had one of the things that came out of the WikiLeaks is that Clinton threw a dinner party and she had all these top people at all these different various CNN, Politico, all these other places, you know, like that, and she was trying to get favorable, you know, coverage, you know, for her time at state. So you can understand she had a hard time at state. Hard time at state, she was a disaster. You know, her crowning glory was supposed to be Libya. She dumped in, I was reporting on this when it happened, they dumped in, and this was early on, this was reported, NBC, ABC, CNN, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, LA Times, they put terrorists that they got off the theater of battle in Iraq, and had them arrest their main guy, their general that they had, was in custody, and they dumped them in Libya so she could use, that was the boots on the ground, the terrorist, and she thought, wow, we got rid of Gaddafi, and he had a war crime, got shot in the head, and she, which he chuckled over, we came, we saw, he died, seriously, something like that, pretty close, and that was her crowning glory, and oops, we had the Benghazi thing happen, we had Chris Stevens, there's charges of her running guns up to Libya, there's all kinds of other stuff, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable criminal activity. Unbelievable.
What's so unbelievable about it
the
is not just
the... Turn it off. Turn it off. Please turn it off.
It's not
she
just
no
a question
she's
of...
She's leading him. She's probably down by 25 points. She might be down by double-digit points. There is no way this is even close, unless it's fraud. No way. And let me tell you, the Republican criminal crony class, along with the Democrat criminal crony class, you'd be in jail. The sentence that was heard around the country, around the world, you'd be in jail. Oh, baby. I hope Donald
Trump
has some badass.
The problem isn't simply with Hillary, though.
Navy SEALs protecting him.
The problem is not simply with Hillary. What's astonishing about this is all the rest of the people who are around her that do not charge her criminally. It's not a problem that she's a crook. The problem is everybody else looks the other way. We're looking at a systemic problem, and that's what makes this so astonishing. It's not just Hillary. It's all the rest. It's Comey. I mean, and all the rest of them. What's going on? We have a criminal enterprise for a government, and maybe
correct.
A treasonous enterprise for a government,
correct.
And it's astonishing.
You're correct, sir. You have nailed it on the head. Nailed it. So the takeaway is, listen, if you care about your rights, and I don't care whether you're liberal or you call yourself a Democrat or a Republican or independent or whatever the Supreme Court is going to be turned into a rubber stamp like a FISA court for every illegal criminal thing. Nobody will ever be prosecuted, and you will become poorer and poorer, and the government will become more onerous and more onerous until there's an unbelievable amount of friction You know, I'm telling you, it's going to be bad. It is getting to the point where it's unbelievable. It's worse and worse. If I'd have told you, if I'd have described 2016 America in the year 2000, you'd have thought I was I was a fiction writer.
Yeah.
You'd have thought I was
and
a fiction writer.
And a bad one.
Yes. That's no way that's going to happen. You're telling me the Justice Department and the FBI are going to spy together, and then after they give immunity so they can't prosecute them, they're going to destroy all the evidence? No, come on. No. They're not going to do that, are they? Yeah, top Republicans, former president of the United States, you know, the Bushes, are all voting for Hillary. Barbara, hey, when did you hear a former first lady? I think Hillary may be a good candidate. Really? Let me summarize what happened with her servers. Please keep this in mind because it's simple. She had multiple servers to hide the fact she was taking treasonous bribes from foreign countries through her global charity fraud called the Clinton Foundation. Servers hide the treasonous bribes through a global charity fraud. Boom! Yeah. And that's supposed to be better? That's supposed to be better? So Trump's dangerous? Really? Trump's dangerous? Folks, that's what happened, and it's being covered up and overlooked by the mainstream press and by the, and they're trying to come up with anything they can. This is all they got? 11-year-old tape of Trump? This is what they got?
Yeah.
But that's it? Really?
What does this say about future candidates for the presidency?
Are you shocked that men would be gross and graphic about women? Are you shocked at that? And I'm not saying it's right, but are you shocked at that?
Not really.
Ding, ding, ding.
No.
I mean,
I've heard worse. I hate to say it, but I've heard worse.
Are you more shocked at somebody who committed rape and fondled women and did actions? Yeah. Are you more shocked about that and lost his law license and got impeached? Because that's what happened to Bill Clinton. And somebody who goes and visits a private sex island with a convicted sex offender who has to be a registered sex offender? Are you more shocked about that?
No,
it's
also what Hillary says about four dead Americans. What difference does it make? That is far worse than what Trump said 11 years ago.
That's right. That's right. You're right. You are correct. We're a lot on the line, folks, and the thought shaping and the disinformation and the omission, lying by omission by the mainstream press. I am ashamed I ever worked. And here we have ABC. ABC News is number one. Number one in disinformation. Number one in CNN. Number one. They're also terrible. I mean, even Fox News leaves out a lot. They leave out a lot.
What happens after the election to these news?
Well, if Trump wins, I mean, my God, he's got to worry about. I hate to say this. I really hate to say this, and I don't want to say this. And I would never. It's a felony to threaten the president of the United States. A felony. So I want you to know that. And I'm not. And I would never do this. I would never want anything bad to happen to Barack Obama. Never. 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 People like somebody ought to, you know, shoot. No. 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 You don't. No. I don't want nothing bad to happen to him. No. Absolutely not. No. Same thing with Trump. But I'm worried that, you know, the neocon, the people that are going to go to jail forever, and lose all their wealth, would do something evil. Or they're going to have a nuclear exchange. They're going to say, these are these crazy people. They have changed their posture. You know, one of the other things Trump said, he's dangerous. Really? He came out and said, no, first strike posture? No, I don't like that. No. That shouldn't. Once you get nukes going, no. Absolutely not. And what did Hillary do? Nothing. Sat there like a cat with feathers, you know, with feathers sticking out of her mouth. And I'm telling you, these neocons, according to Paul Craig Roberts, they've changed the nuclear posture. This is a fact that's not second strike only. That it's first strike. That they think these crazy bastards think they can win. Well, what does that mean to China and Russia?
I tell you what, we're
going
to have to leave it at that, Craig, because we are out of time for today. I want to thank our guest, Greg Hunter, for being on the program from USAWatchdog.com. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cederstrom. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, may the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, Greg Hunter, and Todd the producer.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Greg.
I work all night, I work all day, and pay the bills I have to pay. Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.
In my